If you tell us we have to give our lives now, we're ready. I'm pretty sure all the rest of sisters and brothers are with me.
Check, 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 check. You're listening to...
Check.
Yo, what's up, world on the internet and Lawrence, Kansas residents tuning into this from Lawrence.com. This is Jason Barr, your host. You are tuned into ADD. This is going to be a little different than the average ADD podcast. Put a little extra effort into this. Managed to be able to get a hold of the Black Sheep Art Collective to kind of have them do a little over-the-phone interview talking about their current residency slash visiting artistship that's going to be going down at the Percolator. I also wanted to have Dave Lowenstein, the famous muralist from Lawrence here, who's done tons of great murals around town and is an all-around super pro. So I figured I'd let him just kind of do a little intro for you guys, and then we're just going to jump right into an over-the-phone interview because with the Psy from the Black Sheep Art Collective, just because they're in between moving. And I really wanted to do this podcast, so I thought, you know, screw it, let's just do this speakerphone style, and we'll see how it sounds. I think it all sounds great. I hope you enjoy it. So, let's do this. Thanks for tuning in. FYI, I did record this interview with Dave Lowenstein at the Bourgeois Pig, downtown Lawrence, so all the sounds you hear are very authentically Lawrence. Enjoy. Okay, I'm sitting here with Dave Lowenstein, local Lawrence artist, and friend of the arts in general.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, hey, Dave, thanks for doing this today.
Yeah, no problem.
We're going to talk about the Black Sheep Art Collective, which you are bringing to town soon.
Well, it's not me. It's the Percolator. It's our first group of artists in residence. We've been working for a couple of years to sort of get established in the scene. And now, thanks to the generous contributions of folks in town, we're able to bring this group here.
Awesome. So why, I guess we should just start specifically. You worked with them last summer doing a project?
It was this summer. It was in June, yeah. A friend of mine who used to live here, Brett Ramey, lives down in Flag now and works with this group, Native Movement. And he suggested it might be cool for me to come down there and do a mural workshop. And so this June, I went down there, collaborated with the Black Sheep, and did a mural workshop, and then we did a really sweet mural in Flagstaff. Sort of a combination of Black Sheep style and my style. And it went so well that coming back to Lawrence and meeting up with the Percolator folks again, I thought, you know, immediately, like, we got to bring them to town. And so we've been working to do that, and it's going to happen.
Awesome. And then, okay, so you mentioned earlier it's going to be at the new center in East Lawrence for...
Yeah. All of the events for their residency will happen at the Percolator, but they're going to be making a mural on panels that, after it's exhibited at our space, will be installed at what used to be the Palate Center and is now sort of renamed... re-inaugurated as the Four Winds Center at 15th and Haskell. And so after our gig gets done with the Black Sheep, we will let folks know when the opening is for the installation of the mural at the Four Winds Center.
I'm a student of human nature, and all my lessons I have learned for free. I have
right on. So then how many days are they going to be here working with you guys?
Well, they're going to be here a little more than a week. We got a whole bunch of events the first weekend they show up, sort of get to know the Black Sheep, and then they're going to do a sort of do-it-yourself spray paint workshop where people can bring out pieces of cardboard and whatever they want to paint on. And these guys will, they'll give some tips. They'll show you some skills, that kind of thing. And then they're going to go work with five Haskell students, collaborate with them on this mural. And then at the end of the week, we'll all get together for an unveiling of the mural that they've created.
Awesome. And
I guess, if nothing else, you've done a pretty great job describing everything as far as I can tell so far. But what specifically, like, drew you to these guys?
Well, you know, personally, I'd met like Cy and a few of these guys a few years ago when I was passing through Flagstaff. But it wasn't until this June when we actually worked together that I realized that our sort of outlook on public art and on collaboration were really similar, but that our styles and the tools we used were really different. So it was a great sort of exchange, me going down there and using the paintbrushes, old school, whatever, and them coming up here and doing something that we really don't see enough of in Lawrence, which is, you know, some aerosol art. You know, there used to be a lot around here, but it's mostly gone. So these guys are going to really, I hope, brighten up the neighborhood. That's the idea.
Right on. Well, that's about all I can think of for an intro right now. So if you got anything else you want to throw out there, throw it out.
No, just come see the Black Sheep.
Awesome. Well, Dave, thanks for doing it again.
No problem.
We'll shake over the radio now.
All right. Awesome. There's a shake.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Is that good enough?
Oh, that's perfect, 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 perfect.
Oh, yeah. And you're listening to the sounds of the great one himself, the M-E-L-E all melly welly, and I do it something like this here. I used to be a criminal. It was subliminal. A product of breaking knowledge.
Check, 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 check. You're listening to Lawrence.com Art Podcast, about to call the Black Sheep Art Collective. We talk to Cy, the man who I'm supposed to talk to.
I'm trying to get into my studio so it's quiet.
No, it's cool, man.
It is. I do a lot of work in the mission in San Francisco. Currently, I've been working when there's a downtime and when I'm writing the grants and we don't have funding. I've been a barista at a coffee shop here in the Lower Haight in San Francisco. So I've been doing that, those kind of work jobs on the side, construction, mural gigs, graphic design gigs, and once in a while I'll be asked to do or participate in some NVDA training, Nonviolent Direct Action. I'm a part of the Ruckus Network also.
Right on.
My job is pretty spread out.
Yeah, of course. Most young artists tend to have quite a few jobs. Like, what is there a specific organization again that you guys are working with other than the university and Dave?
We're working with the Percolator right now.
Yeah, the Percolator. Okay, yeah.
Sure. After they're partnering with.
Yeah.
As far as I know, I know there's a board of folks in Percolator that we that Dave is a part of, allowed us to do this, and through them they've outreached to like the high school university and to some instructor there, but I can't remember her name right now. Julia, good luck. But we've also got Dave is back home in Arizona in Flagstaff. My art collective is run through a fiscal sponsor, which is called Native Movement. And Native Movement is basically a larger collective, kind of an umbrella collective of projects, everything from gang violence to natural building to permaculture and urban gardening, blanket weaving, dyeing, like traditional arts, trying to revitalize that through the language and stuff. And also a newer project that I'm really excited about. A friend of mine is going to start up some horsemanship using traditional techniques of horsemanship, which is a dying, kind of a dying art. So it's a very broad, different projects that are happening through Native movement.
Sure.
And in the collective, there's a guy by the name of Brett Ramey, and he's originally from Kansas area. Got to know Dave, and has been our person. He's been the person too that we've connected. He runs a youth gardening project in Flagstaff, and he's been there for several years, and we've just been working and collaborating together. So since we've been doing a lot of work in Arizona, he's you know, I think it was just his goal and his dream to take it home and share it with the community he kind of grew up with. So that's how we basically know Kansas. That's how we pretty much end up in Kansas.
Right on.
So why public art? Would you like to address that?
That's a really good question that stuck with me, and I think that question just, you know, I kept asking myself that question, and how can we, it was a really good question, like, why aren't we doing that? And so there was all these barriers and all these obstacles of doing public art, and people weren't even motivated to do it. It wasn't until a very well-established older artist that would grant access to even do art, any kind of public art. And most of the time, that person probably wasn't even from that community, had no direct ties to those communities.
Sure.
And they gave them this opportunity to give them art and express themselves. And, you know, I come from these communities, and I realize Flagstaff is a good example. There's all these different artists there, and it's a very creative town. But then, you know, every time a public art or a public sculpture comes, you know, a visual piece goes up, it's always someone from out of town passing through, someone who's an established artist who has has a studio here, who the city is paying thousands of dollars to do this art. But, like, what about the people? Why can't they do it themselves?
There's a train of coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. Don't need no ticket. You just thank the
So basically, though, you're saying that starting the Black Sheep Art Collective, your goal is to kind of take what you guys have and just move from community to community, and then just kind of reinvigorate that sort of local spirit, right? And you do this through your murals.
Yes, and also teach, like, the stories that exist in those communities that have been passed on verbally. In an oral tradition, but also sharing it visually and having those connections with those communities, oral stories within those communities. So lately, all our art and all our public art has just been focused on the stories of younger folks, giving a chance for them to tell stories.
Listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold. everyone and
how did you guys get connected to Lawrence?
Saying hey, get
how did we get connected to Lawrence?
Yeah.
Well, why the, do you only the gal I was working with, Native Lumet, Brett Lee is the coordinator for the Urban LifeWave Project, which is a youth garden project
okay.
in Flagstaff. And he's been doing a lot of work in Flagstaff. This past year, at the beginning of the summer, he brought out David Lowenstein from Kansas and brought him out, and he ran this workshop, mural community mural training. It was an entirely different method and a different way of doing a mural as far as design goes, and you know, choosing colors and making a sketch, you know, an entire
sure.
sketch and collect the method of collecting stories and input was pretty much the same, but the physical process was a little bit different. So it was really interesting, and he basically coordinated that, and we were a participant, and we helped out with that. You know, I think we bonded then, and he was like, you know what, let me just bring you guys out here, you know, kind of give Lawrence a little bit something, you know, some fresher artists, but also give us an opportunity to go elsewhere and share our art with other people. So he said that, you know, I think in his eyes he saw that it would clearly happen, and it's very, very possibility, very good possibility. So he's been following up with us all summer, and now we're at that point where we're going out there.
Someday I'm gonna write the story of my life. I'll tell about the night we met and how my heart can't forget the way you smiled at me. I want the world to know the story of my life, the moment when your lips met mine.
Okay, so then you're also working with Haskell, and I noticed that you guys are hoping to work with 5 to 7 other local people?
I think we're, my understanding is we did a call for artists.
Uh-huh.
We're basically calling for people who want to be a part of this installation artistically. And I think we left it more up to Brett and Dave and Kansas kind of in general to pick those people. And I think the majority of those are students from Haskell.
Super cool.
From what I understand.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. But there's definitely people that reside in those communities, whether they're students or local folks.
Yeah.
So there definitely has been a call out for that. And my understanding is that they've been selected and... we're going to be meeting them as soon as we get there.
It's not color. Color doesn't really matter anymore. It's you, your personality, your character, the way you carry yourself. The only color that's important is green, you know, money, green power.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I can't wait to see what you guys make. This should be very interesting. I mean, I like this kind of organic approach to this kind of tag teaming with a local group of people. I can't really think of any way to go about it better. I did read in your guys' press release that you were kind of going to be approaching this from an agricultural sort of Midwestern perspective, just due to where
you're... there are a few things that are happening there. As we're going to be when we show up there, and so we just thought we kind of mend it all together, all these different activities that were happening, the talks that were happening around Kansas, and yeah, definitely at the percolator we'll definitely have kind of an open discussion about that.
Bert, is that you?
Oh, an empty place. Oh, I love it. A perfect place to practice the exciting art of humming. Bert?
Bert?
Right on. Well, what else? Is there anything else you really just want to get out there right now as far as, like, anything else you think people should know about you guys or why you're coming here to do this or, I don't know, anything, really?
I think that one thing I would like to always put out there is that, we try to do it to where, like, look, you know, come work with us, see how it's done, see the process, and we really, really encourage for those people who have experienced it to go and do that on their own. You know, we're not trying to hog this method or these ways of doing art, but hopefully we can plant these seeds of motivation in these individuals with their experience. And, you know, if they ever decide to do something on their own, we're always there for advice. But I would love to see more projects happen out there, whether they're just one or annual or, you know, something that's ongoing. Hopefully it just encourages other people to, you know, pick up something artistically and say, I can do it, I'm going to do it, and let's do it. And it doesn't mean, you know, painting a mural. It could mean, making your own clothes or, you know, doing something for yourself rather than going out and shopping for these things, for these needs. Whether it's going out and, you know, starting a garden for the next coming season. You know, just going out there and doing it yourself. Our main message.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. Chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me, I didn't look the same. But it's alright now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around. Everyone
yeah.
was there.
Well, that's great. Well, I can't wait to see what you guys come up with. I'm eagerly anticipating this. This should be an exciting time to see a new mural in Lawrence, Kansas. And I think anything that engages the community and speaks to local folklore is a very fun and exciting thing to do, and I can't wait to meet you guys.
Great. We're very excited, too. We've been looking forward to this.
Thank you for your time today.
And if you'd like to do a drawing and meet the artists that we bring, the two artists that we're bringing along with us, they see it in their own view, and I'm sure they would like to share it with you. And also, there's a part on our website that there's a link, calendar link, that shows our activities. They're usually everywhere from California to Arizona. And now, more currently in Kansas. So if you're ever interested in see where we're going to pop up next, you know, we usually put it up on our calendar.
Yeah, what's your website again? Give it a shout out.
Oh, the website is blacksheepartcollective.com.
Right on. Well, go check it out, people. Well, thanks again, Cy. And I'm going to do the little sign-off here, if you don't mind. So, everybody, thanks for tuning in this week. This is ADD, the local Lawrence.com art podcast. This is Jason Barr, your host. Thanks for listening, and go check out the Black Sheep Art Collective when they are in town. Cy, what dates, again, are you guys going to be in town?
We're planning on being there from the 8th through the 16th.
Awesome. So you'll be here for quite a bit. And then where specifically are you guys going to be based out of? Where are you doing this mural specifically? Do you know?
The mural itself is going to take, installation is going to take place in the percolator. I don't know the address off the top of my head.
Right, yeah.
But after that show's over, that mural is going to go to a center, and they'll announce where that center is at. And there's going to be a permanent piece inside it. this thin air that's being built, I guess.
Okay.
But along the time, in between all that, we're going to schedule a live art on Haskell campus.
Okay.
I think it's on the 12th. I think that's when that's going
to
happen.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, and the percolator is right next to the Lawrence Art Center, which is at 940 New Hampshire. So if you're facing the Art Center, the percolator is right to the left of it. Anyway, great. Well, thanks again, Cy, and I will be in contact with you guys. So give me a shout if you need anything, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, well, thanks for your time again. Talk to you later. You've been listening to ADD, the local Lawrence Art Podcast. I'm your gracious host, Jason Barr. Please go support the Black Sheep Art Collective and the Percolator, a great local institution here. Please email me at vivalabarr@gmail.com. I'd love all the feedback you can give me if you have suggestions or just want to send me an email. Again, vivalabarr@gmail.com. Hit me up. Thanks to Dave Lowenstein and the Black Sheep Art Collective for doing this interview. And get out there, people. Go make it happen, you know. Make your dreams come true. It's up to you.
I was a victim of a vampire. I got bit on the nape of a neck.
I like the rhymes.
All of us are born with the miraculous ability to determine the direction from which sounds approaches.
Let us venture into new and uncharted land.
People get shook up, you know, when I'm introduced as God.
Stop making that big face!